The Hideous Creature Show.
I wrote this. I only play songs I've written myself, so.
You went home to get it.
Spaceman came down to answer some things. The world gathered round from paupers to kings. I'll answer your questions, I'll answer them true. I'll show you the way, you know what to do. Who is wrong and who is right? Yellow, brown, black or white? The spaceman, he answered, you no longer mind. I've opened your eyes, you're now colorblind. Racial, so... She's the serpent who guards the gates of hell.
Coming to you from the City of Roses, Portland, Oregon, inside 2282, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internets. The date is Thursday, February 10th, 2011, and I'm one of your hosts, June.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Pat.
And this is a Hideous Creature Show. Episode 81. Thank you, everybody, for coming along and playing fake radio with us on the internet.
I like the stall there.
It was called a pregnant pause.
No. Ooh. But does that mean that I don't know when to stop?
You were just going.
Because I kept thinking, okay, this I'm going to stop after this one. And then all of a sudden, I liked hearing my voice. And I just kept
That's
going.
Why we do this.
Yeah. Today, before we started the show, we all went to the store to get us some Tisdale and some Pabst, and we encountered some tweakers.
Well, yeah, we walked up to the store, and they didn't jump out from behind the dumpster, but they were behind a dumpster and kind of walked, like the guy was almost whistling, like, doo, 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 I wasn't doing anything back there.
Right, he looked very conspicuous.
He did.
Came out with a friend.
Oh, yeah. There were two of them.
Ooh, yeah.
Well,
both in their acid-wash jeans.
They were definitely sketchy.
Really, really sketchy and tweaking. Like, they were on... I think they were on the drugs.
Well, we went in, and the guy who runs the store that we go to is, I mean, he's a friend of ours. We like him. He recognizes us all the time. And yes. He's a friend of the show. And we're like, dude, watch out for those tweakers. You see them outside? They have special powers. And the guy was just, you know, laughing about it.
Well, I was actually really concerned for his safety because it looked like they were up to no good.
No, definitely.
And I didn't want to like walk in there, and I was thinking about them looking at your ring, like,
oh
going,
my god,
oh, shit.
I didn't even think about that.
X, yeah, this because yeah, not that I was a tweaker, I just had a sordid past. I know how these people.
They see
think.
A little sparkle,
and so we
to
go
catch
in
a tweaker,
there.
You need a tweaker to catch a tweaker. You need to be a tweaker.
So we go into the store and we start going through our stuff, and one of them came in and he was doing a magic trick or something.
I don't know. Well, he came in.
June what the
and
fuck
I
was he doing?
I don't know. June and I were back by the beer, and he came in with a set of handcuffs.
He came in, and he was just like, check this out. And he had handcuffs on.
Well, no, he had them in his hand, and he put one of the handcuffs around his wrist, and I thought he was going to handcuff himself to the fucking clerk. I was like, watch out, dude. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I didn't see what was going on exactly.
But it turned out that he was just a tweaker, and he's like, dude, check out what I have. And the guy's like, funny. Get out of here.
I've been having bad mojo today, so I just try to stay the fuck away from that.
Well, I didn't want him to be in the store. I was concerned about our local business owner.
And we had bought a 12-pack and a bottle of wine, so June was like, I'm going to hold my wine like this. And he actually held it like a Flintstone club, like in case he needed to tweak one of the tweakers with it.
Yeah, I did. And what I was afraid of is that when I fucking clocked tweaker one, that it wouldn't affect him because of he was so high on the drugs.
It wouldn't. It would. Boing.
Right, because of tweaker power. Mm-hmm. We've talked about it before on the show.
Yeah, tweaker power is a powerful thing.
And that's where people can, that are on meth can do powers that normal people cannot do.
They can jump like across train tracks like eight at a time.
Yeah, you're right.
If there's a pile of crystal on the other side, they could jump. They could punch through a train.
And the cops are coming after them.
They can outrun a German Shepherd
carrying a backpack, a fucking wheelbarrow, and something with sneakers tied to it.
Oh, yeah. They need those sneakers for later.
Okay, what I'm thinking about, you guys, is that we go ahead and do a palsy watch. And this is going to be the last one because, well, let's just do
Hopefully it will be the last one. Knock on wood.
Patrick just knocked on his own face.
Palsy watch. All right, let's go down the symptoms and see how well I'm recovering.
Do you have any pain behind or in front of your ear?
No.
Do you have any headaches?
I had one headache this week, but it was okay.
That was menstrual.
It's probably because of me.
It's because when Jenny and I hang out too much, I cycle with her.
Yep.
It's true. Moon cycle.
Turn off the lights. You'll hit the moon cycle. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Do you have any loss of taste on the right side of your face?
No, but this is a funny one. Because of the tongue lost flavor, now it has flavor back and I'm not used to the flavor.
Oh, it's too sharp.
Now you can taste things even better.
Right. And I bought kettle chips and I almost ate the whole bag. And so the left side of my mouth, you know, because that's my
It's like rediscovered.
Side. Yeah, exactly.
It was rediscovered flavor.
Chips are fucking awesome.
It's like the right hand side of your tongue is Terry Schiavo with a happy ending. Like she just woke up.
What the fuck does that mean?
I know what it means.
She woke up and didn't get put down.
Oh.
We need to slap ourselves.
Ouch.
Okay, you felt that on the right hand side of your face, doing okay. Do you have any dry mouth?
No, no dry mouth at all.
And you haven't been putting a nappy to your eye every
time.
Nope,
my eye works pretty good. Here, check it out. Here we go, you guys. Ready?
June just got fresh.
Oh my god. Okay. And smile.
Okay, smiling.
Oh, it looks normal.
Totally normal.
Okay, so let's say the unaffected side and the affected side, what percentile is a smile?
I say 100.
I say 100. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Survivor.
You totally.
June Bunton, survivor.
Palsy That's survivor.
Right. I'm going to have a
we
drink
need,
to that.
What color ribbon are we going to have to wear for you as a palsy watch survivor? Brown?
Paisley.
Yeah, it's a paisley. Al Stewart does all your benefits. do you have any sensitivity to your right ear?
Yes,
to sound?
I still have that. But it's really faint. Maybe if 100% is the worst, it's only 10% bad.
That's good.
You don't have your little trough under your chin, so you're not drooling.
No,
anymore.
I'm not drooling anymore. I haven't drooled in a little bit, which was favorable because the drooling was the one that made that kind of brought me down. Morale. It was not a morale booster.
Yeah.
Brought me down. Made me feel
a little special.
Not a hit with the
touched.
Ladies. Yeah. You got a touch of the downs in ya. You got a weakness in your face? I say no. You could fucking live.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to do facial Olympics real quick.
I don't even think I can do
that. I can't wink with my right hand side, so I'd be fucked. I can't write.
I should be in a fellatio porn.
I thought you were going to say a Chick-fil-A commercial. last one. Do you have any difficulty eating or drinking?
No difficulty eating, and I will do.
You're
a
almost
pull
done with that
Tisdale,
so I say no.
Front side, left side, right side, nothing coming out. I say good. I think you're
healed.
You got a clear bill of health.
Okay, so you guys are giving me a clean bill of health. I appreciate it.
You're fine. You can now go out into the world because we've locked you in here for 2 weeks.
I was actually only going out in my man hamster ball, so now I can go
you're
to the
no
store.
You're no longer the boy in the bubble.
All I have to worry about is the tweakers at the store.
Yes.
That's awesome. I feel like I'm growing.
You look
as a
lot
person.
Better than them even when you did have the palsy. Because that dude's face was so stretched. He was so, like, bone taut.
Yeah.
His face was just stretched. It was like looking at a skeleton through really, like, Depeche Mode pale skin.
I didn't get that close, but I bet his lips were really crusty.
I didn't see his lips.
I didn't see his buddy either. I think the buddy left when he decided to come. I wonder what stage of fucked up they were in, too, when they came into the store.
I think they were on the move. They were like coming down, but not hard. And they were just like, we got to get to our stuff. That's why they were in the dumpster.
That was weird.
That was weird.
So I'm going to call it officially that I've recovered from the palsy.
You have.
Yep.
and that this is the last Palsy Watch. So let's close Palsy Watch out for this year.
For this year.
Balls to the Pals.
Palsy Watch. And scene. Some of the things that we're going to get to on the show today, we've got our topic of the week. We have our douchebags of the week. We're going to play some movie madness, which I think that we should probably get into right now, Patrick, if you got them ready.
I love getting up in the morning. I clap my hands and say, this is going to be a great day.
That sounds really familiar to me.
It does sound familiar.
I don't know why.
Do you know the actor?
No.
I don't know either. Here's another one.
You know I don't do contracts, but what you do have is my word, and it's stronger than oak.
Can I hear that one more time?
You know I don't do contracts, but what you do have is my word, and it's stronger than oak.
God. No, fuck you, dude.
That's right on the tip of my mind, that actor, but I...
This would... If I could be completely wrong, but I think... I don't know. I'm not sure.
Here's one more.
And say what? Please remove your dick from my ass.
One more time, Badger.
You want that one again?
Yeah, let's do that one again.
And say what? Please remove your dick from my ass.
I can't even identify any of the actors in it.
I don't know yet.
For anybody that does not know, we play a game here on the Hideous Creature Show where Patrick chooses a movie, plays movie clips throughout the show, and Jenny and I try to guess what the fucking movie is, and you, as a listener, can also play along. Patrick, do you got one more real quick before we jump into our topic of the week?
If you ever want me to be with another woman for you, I would do it.
What the
God, I swear I should, I feel like I should know exactly what this is.
See, I thought for a second it was Dead Man, but it's not. I thought we were going to go on a Jim Jarmusch thing.
Guess what?
As soon as the women started talking,
it's not Dead Man.
Fucking A. All right. Well, let's jump into our topic of the week for episode 81 of the Hideous Creature Show. All right, so the topic of the week for episode 81 is going to be... we were thinking about if we had a chance to look into the future and maybe choose or actually foresee what some of the energy drinks, alcoholic beverages, beers and stuff would be called, what would they actually be? And if by the time we're older and we actually get one, I say we've won.
I do too.
If we get one. So collaboratively, when we got here tonight, we just started brainstorming ideas and came up with some ideas of
so we kind of, it's kind of based on like the who fucking would have ever thought there would be a stupid drink called Four Loko
that exactly
would be called that weird name and also get banned. Like, it's that fucked up that it got banned from the show.
Two Loko.
Yeah. So we came up with some of our own.
Okay, so why don't we do this? Jenny, you read some of them, and Patrick, you read some of them, and then I'll read some of them.
Okay. Okay, so the first one I have is called Sud Rocket. And we also, so to also elaborate a little bit, we came up with the name of the drink and also like what their tagline would be for their commercials or for their advertisements.
Right.
Sud Rocket, blast off into blackout.
It's good for the college kids.
College kids and first-time drinkers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It's going to blast you off quick. And it's, I mean, all of these are kind of cheap, you know? You want to get fucked up quick.
Right. And it does have a connotation that you would get fucked up really fast.
Sud Rocket.
I think all of these, too, I think your pants are going to end up around your ankles, regardless of who you are.
At some point.
I think some of them go into that later.
This one, I'm not exactly sure what type of beverage it is, but it's called Hostage, Be Held by Flavor. I'm thinking maybe a Four Loko style.
No, I think it would have to be like some berry thing. Because, you know, berry has berry more Kool-Aid. Flavor. Yeah, berry Kool-Aid-ish.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This one is one for the ladies. This city stout. When you don't need a reason to go there.
You're
fucking punching a bitch.
You're punching a bitch. You're not going to punch any guy. You're not going to punch your boyfriend. Mm-mm. You get in an argument with your boyfriend, you're like, you didn't pay the fucking phone bill. You didn't goddamn do it or suck me off last night.
Any bitch that's even around, even the waitress, she's like, would you like another drink? And you just punch her.
This city.
When you don't need a reason to go there.
The red wing comes up, starts flaying a little bit.
I think that's my favorite so far. It might be my favorite. Just Fist City implies so much. Awesome. I
mean, you know it would taste like shit, but you would fucking power through it.
You would lap that up. You'd lap that up like a starving man.
Pixie sticks or something shitty.
You'd be in the Fist City Oasis.
It would be owned by a company that owned a popsicle company that didn't have a cooler to plant, you know, to have them in, and they had to do something with the juice, so they just
put some bubbles in
it into a malt liquor or something.
Speaking of that, one night when we were over at BT's at his apartment. We didn't have a lot of things to mix the vodka with. And so Karen came up with the idea that we just had vodka and you put a popsicle in it as the stirrer.
Oh.
And as the popsicle melted, you had yourself a cocktail. And flavor you also ensued. Had a liquor-laced popsicle to eat. It was a really ingenious idea. The next one I have on deck is Cyclops Malt Liquor. Two eyes are for suckers.
Well, I think that one implies that, you know, when you get really drunk and you can't fucking, you gotta close,
especially if you're wasted and you're laying on your side to, like, watch television.
You're trying to watch Roseanne at 4:30 in the morning.
You gotta close one eye to be able to really enjoy it. And otherwise, you see five Roseannes.
Yeah. Do Dan Connors. And you're like, why is there three more Roseannes?
And everything looks like it's in that shitty 3D.
Yeah.
It's like House of Wax. You expect Vincent Price to come out from anywhere?
Yeah.
Let's see. The next one is Raging Cock, the beer that fucks you.
I think you can probably get Billy D. Williams to leave Cole 45
start
sponsoring that.
No. It would be Peter North.
We need Dolomite. Oh, actually, we do need Peter North.
I think would be a good
raging
spokesperson
cock.
for that.
I could see the commercial. He's just standing there with a full on fucking like 13-inch erection, and his penis is in flames, and he's just like, oh,
like he's got a Piccolo Pete strapped to his pelvis or something like that.
What's a Piccolo Pete?
It's a firework.
The firework where you light it and just goes.
It's one of the worst fireworks ever because all it does is screech, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they get turned sideways, so they just light shit on fire and scream.
Right.
They don't actually do what they're meant to. And the last one I have is my personal favorite of the ones that I'm reading is Titanic Brew, colder than an iceberg. I'm king of the world!
You know you're going to be up on a table one night. Some bartender's going to be trying to pull you down.
I just see you in like a Camaro T-top getting driven home.
I'm king of the world!
That's great.
Patrick, what do you got?
I got rubber pants meatloaf infused vodka. Because you know how your night is going to end.
Speaking from experience.
I do it. The next one that I have is Limp Dick Bourbon.
Now you have a real excuse.
She's like, Tony last night, he was drinking some Limp Dick.
Oh,
I know how that ended, girl.
You could have it on the nightstand, and when you can't perform, you just point at the bottle.
And then she breaks frame, looks at the camera, and goes, yeah, what?
And it's got a picture of, like, a Don Knotts on it.
No.
What happened?
I was going to say.
Green leisure suit.
I was going to say a picture of his Ziggy, but I like the Don Knotts better, actually.
I was thinking Kathy. Kathy's like, I can't find a boyfriend.
Enter Marmaduke. That should be another topic of the week. Having a cartoon character.
Cartoon character endorsements?
No, it'd be cartoon character hookups. Oh, or something like that.
She wishes that Marmaduke would come over.
she's going to get Ziggy.
She's totally going to get Ziggy.
The next one, I think that this is perfect for you.
Gorilla beer because she's good enough for tonight.
Oh, what do you mean me?
I think that's something you could be like, oh, I was on Gorilla beer, and everyone would be like, okay,
oh, okay,
June.
Okay.
That works. And my personal favorite, Rape Whistle. It's not the only thing that's going to get blown tonight.
That is sucking downright horrible.
The only thing is when you're drinking Rape Whistle and you're like, something bad's happening, you're all...
Oh, dude, you see that girl over there, Ronnie? She's drinking Rape Whistle.
She's my dream. I'm going to marry that girl.
All right.
What do you got, June?
I have a couple of them. The first one I have is called Doomsday. You never tasted it coming.
I like that double entendre.
Mm-hmm. I like it. It's just like, it's you're fucked. It's over.
And you know it tastes like shit, too.
And the next one I have is it's kind of... I was thinking more of a romantic drink for Valentine's Day. It's called breakup beer. The beer that'll make her want to break up with you.
Like, you have a couple and you're such a jackass that she's like, that's it. And you're like, job done.
See, that's completely opposite of what I was thinking.
Oh, what were you thinking?
What I was thinking is that, you know, the relationship's not going too good, but you don't have the balls to actually break up with
her. That's what I meant. Like, you're like, thanks, breakup beer.
And you know she's going to break up with you. You're like, oh, baby.
Just have a couple of those. Let's get the ball rolling.
Which kind of goes hand in hand with the next one. It's called Time Machine. From bored to homeless in under an hour.
I wonder what that tastes like.
I mean, we've all drank when we're just bored.
Oh, totally.
And it's a time machine. You're going, fuck, I got to go to work at fucking 8 in the morning. It's 5 p.m. I got nothing to do. And I have some time machine. Actually, time machine is what our friends call
liquor. You just
wake
up and you're at work. And you're like, what?
What the fuck? How did I get here?
I stink.
Who's Gorilla Girl? All right, the next one, I was thinking Dictator Energy Drink. Your friends will have to listen to you. Like, I picture it like kind of like a Four Loko, but maybe not.
Maybe it has a little of the cocaine in it.
Maybe, yeah, exactly.
So you're very talky when you drink it.
You don't understand. Let me tell you something. You don't understand. I want to tell you that you are the best friend I ever had.
So don't your friends have to drink something besides Dictator so that they will listen to you?
That's exactly what I was thinking. Like,
they have to drink like...
you got somebody that brought like some Budweiser.
Are you looking at like the level, like the amount that they need to drink to listen to you?
Well, no, like you drink Dictator so you talk and they drink like lump beer for when you just need to sit and listen to your stupid friend.
You were there when Rebecca dumped me and gave me a couch to sleep. I don't want to tell you, you were there. You were there.
That's when you order Sound Cave to try to...
Sound Cave?
Like, I can't hear you. I'm drinking Sound Cave.
The buzzing in your ear doesn't stop till you wake up.
Okay, the next one I have is called YouTube Peppermint Schnapps. When you know you're going to be on the internet tomorrow.
Hey,
you guys, watch me do the running man.
Who wants to see me get this big tire and run down the highway?
I do.
You guys heard of this thing called fire? It's awesome. I've mastered it. This one's called Get Pumped Merlot. And the catch line is, when Carlo Rossi costs a little bit too much. Actually, we should change that to Tisdale.
$3.99. When $3.99's a little too steep.
Yeah. When $3.99 is all you got. Okay, the favorite one that I have that I thought was the best was called Zero Gravity Beer. Because your ass can fly now.
I'm so glad we live in Minnesota.
How many times you heard about some dude or some woman going, they're drunk and you're partying on a deck and it's the second level and they're like, I'm out. And just zip right over the handrail and then right into the garden.
Like, oh, I thought I could jump.
My femur.
Oh, these are, someone's going to take these and market them.
I wish we had some of these right now.
So out of curiosity, just before we close the bit, what one do you think would actually become something from your guys's?
From mine, I would say Gorilla Beer would be good.
Gorilla Beer.
I say that.
I could actually see that happening.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if there is. We haven't actually checked these.
Oh, we should. We should recap.
For mine, I think, just based on the name, I think Sud Rocket could actually be the name of a beer. Great,
I can see the packaging already.
I think that Sud Rocket, the rest of them are kind of over the top, but, and I could, even in Portland, I could see there being a Fist City Stout. Because people love Loretta
Lynn. You're completely right.
I mean, I think that that could, and it wouldn't be the tagline I said, but I could see that being the actual name of a beer.
I think the one that, this actually could, you know what, actually, I can think of this. I think there is a zero gravity beer.
It sounds familiar, at least like a...
I don't think with the connotation that you're...
Maybe
you
like
fly.
A mixed drink called Zero Gravity.
No,
exists.
I bet that's a zero gravity beer. All right, so that's topic of the week for episode 81 of the Hideous Creature Show. Hey, Patrick, I was wondering if we could get a movie madness before we jump into fake break.
Of course we can.
That's how you become great, man. Hang your balls out there.
God, these are all so short and weird that I...
I have no idea.
I feel like I should have grabbed onto it, but...
It's not show friends, it's show business.
Ooh. It's not show friends, it's show business.
That sounds familiar. I'll play that one again.
It's not show friends, it's show business.
This one might lead you guys a little bit better.
I'm sorry, I'm just not as good at the insults as she is.
No, that was pretty good.
No shit.
Will you play that one again?
I'm sorry, I'm just not as good at the insults as she is.
No, that was pretty good.
No shit.
Anything, Kaylor?
I have a weird inkling.
Do you think you might have it?
I might have it, but I can't believe that
stumped.
Patrick picked this.
And here's
that's...
the last one.
This is humiliating, and I'm pregnant, and I'm incapable of bullshit.
And I have one more.
Don't ever stop fucking me!
Sooner or later.
Never better! Never better!
I know what I'm doing on fake break.
Damn. Oh, God. It's like, it's right there. It's right there.
At the tip of your tongue.
God.
Hey, well, we're going to jump into a fake break. When we get back, we're going to go over our douchebags of the week. We are going to play some more movie madness. And until then, enjoy this little audio tidbit.
The Hideous Creature Show.
Loretta Lynn.
We are back from Fake Break. The little audio tidbit that you heard during Fake Break was Loretta Lynn doing Fist City, which was what inspired my drink choice and is also one of the best songs ever written about a girl defending her man.
Right, and we listened to it a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, we listened to it
a little bit during Fake Break, and I love her voice.
She
and that's
the
not a
kidding.
Joke, by the way. I don't think that.
No.
Just to clarify
that's
that was not
great
a
song.
Loretta Lynn is.
We are
joke.
All huge Loretta Lynn fans.
I actually just finished reading like 2 weeks ago, Coal Miner's Daughter, her memoir that she wrote.
I thought Tommy Lee Jones wrote that.
He did.
No, Sissy Spacek wrote.
God yeah. damn it! I knew when.
See previous shows about how much we love Loretta Lynn.
But that song's awesome, and. I wish that I had that kind of gumption to take a bitch to Fist City if she ever talked to BT.
Having like six kids.
We were,
you never
we
know.
Even,
you never know, Jenny. I swear to God. I could, you. I've seen you get kind of fisty.
I do get fisty sometimes.
You get
I've
really
never
wild
seen you
drunk.
Get fisty, really?
I can get fisty.
Every time I've seen Jenny drunk, she's like, lovey Jenny.
Well, to you, but not to a bitch.
I want to see that. I'm gonna set up some like.
Could you imagine?
Especially
if,
now that I'm getting hitched.
If we both got fisty.
Oh, God, I want to see that so bad. Good. Oh, I'll bring the popcorn.
Ooh, he's sitting there going, ooh, I hope the monster dies.
I want to be able to defend my man one of these days and to punch a bitch out.
You know what? That's what I'm getting you for your wedding.
Awesome. Will you bring a drunk whore?
I'm going to bring a drunk whore.
That loves wand, VT.
That loves VT.
Loves the
and I can smash her face into my $350 cake.
Loves the charismatic, attractive black man.
I'm like, sorry, everyone, you can't drink cake because I had to take that bitch to Fist City.
That's how drunk she'll be because we'll be drinking cake.
What did Dean Lerner say? He from Garth Marenghi's Dark Place.
Yeah, he said,
"Knuckle supper."
Yeah, you better quiet down or you're going to get a knuckle supper.
That's right.
You should write a song called "Knuckle Supper." It's hard to
you
write.
You don't want to go to knuckle supper.
What can you rhyme with supper? Supper.
Supper.
I don't know.
Papa.
You better settle down or you're going to get yourself a knuckle supper. That's a terrible learner. Anyway, Patrick, yeah. I think you have a funny story, and I'm kind of mad at you until I realized there was
Fist
a
City.
Fault in my story.
Why are you mad at me?
Because you didn't call me during an event that happened
today. Oh, while
today.
It happened.
You got to tell this story because it's just hilarious.
Tell the story. I still don't even know because I would not let Patrick tell me
before
the show.
I'll say it to you, Jenny, because you haven't heard. So I grabbed my phone.
Okay, this is today, you guys.
This is today.
This is
around,
like 6 hours before the show.
This is around 2:30 in the afternoon.
Okay.
I grabbed my phone. My phone's been in my bedroom. It's been the ringer's been off. I grabbed my phone. I got to go to the supermarket shopping. I got to go to the supermarket. So I pack up my stuff. I'm walking down the street, and I'm looking at my phone for the first time today.
Okay.
I see that June's called. And I listen to his voicemail messages, and I'm like, I got to call him back. And immediately, this woman runs up to me on the sidewalk going, call 911. My house is on fire. And I go, what? And she goes, my house is on fire. Call 911.
What does this woman look like?
She is very, 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 very skinny.
Mm-hmm.
She's wearing kind of...
Tweaker-esque?
She's a little bit... Yeah, she's tweaker-esque. Okay. She is very, very skinny. She's probably about... like maybe 41.
But she looks 61.
Nope, she looks like... Okay. She could be anywhere between 35 and 41. But time... You could tell like, oh, she could have been 51, but maybe it's in her jeans. But she's barefoot.
Well, her house was on fire.
She's running at me going, my house is on fire. Call 911. So I go, okay, I'll call 911. 911, disop, everybody's out of service. Which actually you have to, like, you don't get that when you call 911.
No, you have to do some shit before you actually get there, which is
fucked up. If you really want 911, touch a pad on your keyboard.
That's because of all the idiots we've covered on the show. They actually had to put a damper on the 911 to actually weed out the retards that want their fucking Big Mac made correctly.
Which is fantastic, Jenny, because one of our douchebags is the 911 caller this week.
Well, there you go.
So I call.
If your Big Mac is made incorrectly, please hang up and call your local McDonald's or fuck yourself.
So I call. I finally get the person. After about 15 seconds, she goes, what is your emergency? And I go, well, there's a house on fire. I'm calling for the people that live there. Their house is on fire. Well, what is on fire? And I'm like, well,
their house.
I don't really know. She just told me to call 911. She goes, well, what does it look like to you, sir? And I'm like, it doesn't. I'm looking at the house right now.
I'm looking at a skinny lady with no shoes on.
Okay. And I say this, and I say, I'm looking at a house. She's telling me it's on fire. I can't see anything right now. Right then, erupts literally 6, maybe 7 people all erupt out of the house.
Uh-uh.
Half of them are not wearing shoes. One of the gentlemen is not wearing a t-shirt or any shirt at all.
I don't think he's a gentleman.
He has the words blood tattooed across his chest.
Uh-uh.
Oh, yes.
I wish he had the word fire tattooed across his chest.
He's not wearing a shirt. He's not wearing shoes.
Hot stuff.
There's like 2 teenage girls.
Hot stuff coming out.
Hot stuff. Watch out.
He's not wearing shoes.
On his bag, it says Devin.
So there's 2 teenage girls who are wearing shoes, but they're just going. I look at the window that she's pointing and saying, my bedroom is on fire. And there's someone still in the house. Well, I don't see any smoke.
They're
or anything.
Listening to Rick Ashley just hanging out.
There's just
there.
Shit being thrown out of the window.
Because it's on fire.
And I'm talking to the woman. She goes, well, what do you see, sir? And I'm like, I don't see anything. She tells me her house is on fire. Well, can you ask her what is on fire? And I go, excuse me, what is on fire? And she goes, my bedroom's on fire. And I go, she says, is her bedroom on fire? And she goes, well, what part of the bedroom is on fire? And
I go, you like the part with the bed.
And I look at her and she goes, my bed is on fire. And I go, it's her bed. Her bed is on fire. And she goes,
excuse me.
Okay, sir, can you tell me what started the fire? And I'm like, no. And I hear, can you ask her?
Okay, wait.
Who knew it was so hard to call 911?
And I go, hold
and you're
on a
just
second.
Passing by.
I was just walking to Freddy's, man. And so,
how many? I'm sorry. One sec. How many houses down is this from here?
Probably 5.
And you're going. Where are you going?
I'm going to Fred Meyer's. I'm going
okay,
shopping.
You're going
I'm
to
going
the
to get
Hollywood
some bread.
West.
Yeah. And so I go. What's on fire? And she goes, my bed is on fire. And she goes, how did the fire start? I'm just like, now I'm like, fuck.
Dispatch.
And she goes, she actually said, sir, the firemen are on their way, or the fire patrol. I don't
They'll
remember
keep
what she
you
said.
On the phone. They're They'll firemen. Just keep
but
you
she
on
was
the
just
phone
like,
the whole time.
They're on their way, but like, how did the fire start? And I'm thinking, that's a
fire.
Very good question. It could be electrical fire. They need to know
they
when you're
know.
Writing it.
Right. They need to know.
They need to know, like, what tanks they can use. And
now all of a sudden, you have to become an expert.
No, now I had to be the translator. I said, take a woman fire. So I go, how did the fire start? And that's when a woman who walked up to me, who's probably 42, barefoot, she's crying. She walks up to me and goes, a cigarette butt. I think a cigarette butt started the fire. And I'm like, it was a cigarette. Like, I'm just like, fuck, man. Now I'm
you're
like.
You're not drunk. You're not involved.
And then I go, and there's the smoke. And she goes, can you see smoke? And I'm like, yep, smoke's coming out of the window that this gentleman. And meanwhile, everybody's yelling, Bonnie, get out of the house. That's on the side of the house and on the
Get
front
out,
of the house.
Bobby?
Are they still throwing shit out? And Bobby's
no.
throwing like
Bobby had just finished
his
throwing
Tesla
his shit
records.
Out. Right.
Bobby was probably peeing on that bed trying to put
so
it out.
That was on the side of the house, the side window that was now I see smoke. And the front of the house, everyone is just fucking yelling at each other. They're like, fuck you, I didn't do shit. Yeah, the fucking house
so they
is
were,
on fire.
They were changed.
Yeah, what the fuck? No, I don't. Fucking house is on fire. Fuck you. And then I got this girl in front of me going, it's a cigarette butt. And she's crying. And meanwhile, the one that ran up to me is sitting there going, I will just get him out of the fucking house. Get Bobby out of the house. Save Bobby. I got this. And then I sit there on the phone and I'm like, yes, I think a cigarette started the fire. And then she goes, excuse me, sir, can you put the woman that lives there on the phone? And I go, yeah, sure. So I hand her the phone. And she
And it's your cell phone.
Of course it is. But I'm just and then I hand it to her and then go, fuck, how long is this gonna take? My minutes are gonna add
she's
up.
She's gonna run into your house with your cell phone.
So she just starts talking. It only lasted for about a minute. She's just like, there's someone. The house is on fire. It's my bed. My bedroom's on fire. It's there. Everyone's out of the house. Nope. Everyone's out. I said everyone's out of the house.
She Except goes, for Bobby.
You need to send the fire department. You need to send the... Okay, they're on their way. Okay, bye. Click. She just hangs up.
Oh, no shit.
She just hangs up and then hands me the phone and I grab my phone and I look and I go, I need to get the fuck out
like,
of here.
Am I done? Is my portion
nope,
done?
I didn't even... I just went, I'm done. Like, it's been called. I'm done. And then I walk like...
Patrick, you have more sensibility or less of a curiosity factor than I have, because I would have stuck around for that whole Bobby shit. I would have stayed to see what the fuck happened, who started the fire, who is Bobby, does he have shoes on? I don't know. I would like to find out.
He's got one flip-flop.
Half of them had shoes on, but yeah, I was
he's
just...
He's beating out the flyer with his flip-flop.
It felt like I was really stoned. You know, some nights you get stoned and then you have to drive home and you're just like, oh my God, no matter which road I take, they're going to find me, and you get really paranoid.
Right.
I felt
Everyone's
if I'm
looking.
Here anymore, something bad's going to happen. Like, my house
right.
is going to catch
on fire. You probably made the right decision because
osmosis.
They were all... Or they were probably
osmosis.
All...
Osmosis?
You would get heated.
Your fucking house
You would get
fire.
Heated up by their fire, and after you got your groceries, you'd come back and sit on your couch, and it would just start on fire.
Yes, exactly. So I started moving, and I got, like, probably 10 steps away. I got, like, another house down, and the fire department was come. So I go, and I shop, and I come back maybe, like, 30, 40 minutes later. I walk by the house because I was also psyched, because when I'm at the supermarket, I'm like, ooh, I'll get a like I'll get to see a before and after
yeah.
picture. Like,
they're all handcuffed on the ground.
Before they lost the weight, after they lost the weight. Oh, my God, isn't that something? And I like when I left, there was just smoke pluming out of a window. It was black, but it hadn't gotten big. And then when I got maybe like, I don't know, four blocks up, I actually saw smoke like I could
yeah.
see it from afar. And when I got back, I walked by and I looked at the top floor, and every window had been kind of broken and burned out, and I could see burn shit, like a burned, I saw
like
in one window, I saw like a burned box spring, like in the window. And then I walked to the front of the house, and there was probably like a 6-foot kind of diameter out of the window that was just scorched. And I'm like, they are fuck. And
so
by then I had
was
gotten
hoping,
there.
I was hoping you were going to say when you walked back there was nothing, and it could have been like you could have got a pitcher of water and just poured it and it would have gone out.
No,
so
it was
just
everybody got
fire.
Out safe?
Everyone got out safe, and then I walked back, and the firemen were kind of wrapping up. Like it was.
Did they look hot?
Oh, they were all smiling, which I thought was interesting.
See that fire.
And they're smiling because they're just like, hey, this is our job. We did it. No one died. Good fucking job.
Good
like,
job, Troy.
I should have been in Backdraft. That's what they were thinking.
Eiffel Tower.
And so let's do the fireman pyramid, guys. On two. Go. Boom. And then probably about an hour later, I was coming here and I walked by. The fire trucks were still out. They're hosing down like the ladders. There were cops interviewing the barefoot chicks who had now gotten blankets that I think that Bobby threw out the window.
Bobby totally like... threw out those blankets.
But they're like the upstairs was completely unlivable. It was like burned through. Like it was this fire started in the back of the house and the front of the house, like the front window that I saw.
I wonder if it was really a cigarette and they were just really fucking
it was either,
up and partying.
It was a cigarette. Like when the dispatcher went, how did this fire start? And I wanted to be like, really? I don't know, but I'm going to make two guesses.
Crack pipe.
I'm going to say, I wasn't going to go crack pipe. I was going to go
hot porn.
Bong? Smoking?
Too much jacking off.
Smoking something that flew out of a bong or a cigarette.
Yeah.
I'm going out on a little fucking limb here. I got attacked by just these people going, nah! And some of them didn't have that much.
You saved lives today, Pat.
So there's like 8 people in the house. None of them had a phone.
Well, maybe they didn't.
Anyway, that was
like,
my little...
Lend a hand.
I did. I called.
No, I mean you did, but them all yelling at each other like...
I mean, if you took that manpower and that energy, you could have put that shit
porch.
Out so quick. I know they tried to beat it with blankets and it just like made it grow bigger.
Well, when you came over today, you were so nonchalant about it. And you told the story to me. And,
I'm glad you did. I'm
and you
glad
were,
I didn't
You were
know.
Just like, oh, yeah, this, yeah, I was just walking in the store. No big whoop.
I was about to call you. And then after this, I was just like, I got to get the fuck away from this. And then I forgot to call you until I got home. I needed that chapter wrapped up in my life. I needed closure.
Thank you. So you're a survivor, too, and a helper.
I am. I think that's
you're
like
a good helper.
That ribbon would be like yellow at the bottom and then like orange in the middle and then red on top.
Yeah, like one of those shitty shirts that you see bartenders wear in bars you should not be.
Right.
In.
They're always like really fucking psyched because I got a 1970 Nova. And they're just like, check out my fucking hot rod.
That's exciting, Patrick.
That's very exciting, Patrick.
Hmm.
Okay, well, let's move into a douchebag of the week there, hero. We were going to divulge who won last week's douchebag of the week for episode 80, but because it was kind of a short week, we're going to combine 80 and 81.
I'm gonna roll it over.
People to vote on. So on that note, here we go.
Say hi to your mom for me.
I'm gonna fly her brains out.
I was going fishing.
It sounds like what you were fishing for was sex with a 12-year-old girl.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
A Florida man was arrested after police say he broke into a business and was caught by officers watching porn on one of the company's computers. The incident happened around 11:20 p.m. Monday night when officers responded to an alarm call at the Windswept Appliance and Air Conditioning in Marathon, Florida.
Windswept.
When they arrived, officers saw an inside light on and found a side door unlocked. One of the officers entered the building and found a 19-year-old Kenneth White inside, pulling his pants up. Police saw that a pornographic movie was playing on a computer screen in front of him.
White inside.
His actual full name is Kenneth Lucius White.
Like Malfoy.
Yep. Investigators say that upon questioning, White told them that he was in the closed and locked businesses looking for a job.
Hey, it's 11:20 at night. Just thought I'd put my resume down.
I wanted to make sure it was on top of the stack.
Wanted to know that it needed to be on the end pile.
Did you check out this font?
Tuesdays are the days they hire.
I got a thick paper, too. It's made out of snake skin.
Do you see that shit? It's dope.
White also told officers that he was inside the business because he saw a light on and was investigating.
I was just being a good citizen. You ever heard of the Guardian Angels?
Officers believe that White entered the building through an open window. And weirdly enough, his shoes were found on the ground just outside the window.
So you and your stories with no people wearing shoes.
Nobody's wearing shoes.
Haven't you ever started, as a man, haven't you ever started jerking off a little bit and you're like, something doesn't feel right. You got to take off your shoes just so your toes can kind of.
He took his off before he even broke in because he knew what he was up to.
He knew what he was up to. He faces charges of burglary, criminal mischief, and theft. What about, can't there be a charge for jerking off in someone's place?
Or creativity of jerking off? Maybe not.
That's true. Maybe he should get like a Fulbright scholarship.
Or like a badge, like, a merit badge.
He should go to like Cornish College of the Arts for creativity.
I was just investigating. Well, school me.
Well, you know what? Now that this is, you know, your story is brought up, I think that the douchebags of the week for this episode is
people that don't
just
have shoes
being
on.
So fucking dumb. You're a douchebag because you're a fucking idiot.
I think most of the douchebags are people who are just complete fucking
idiots.
But
in particular, I think these ones are douchebags because they're too dumb to not know they're douchebags.
Right, exactly. And you're jerking off.
He just wanted to get ahead and get a job, you guys. But it's hard economic times.
But think about it. I mean, Jenny, you work in a professional atmosphere. What if, like...
How do you think I got the job there? I busted in and fucking flicked my bean, and then I got a job.
So let's just envision little... Like, if
they
the cops didn't catch this guy, little Sally, 26, just engaged to her new man, Roman, she walks in. Just to kind of do her little work in the morning, but she's like, what's all this sticky shit on my mouse?
Cleaner.
Yeah, she's going to find all this shit, and she has to sit in Kenneth White's jizz.
Isn't his name White inside?
Isn't it a biohazard? Like when somebody dumps their goo?
It can be. Like when,
yeah.
Isn't that considered like a biohazard?
I guess when you spit on someone now, it's not like, oh, you can actually charge them with like intent to injure. Because
see, I can see a fault in that because what if Stephen Hawking spit on you? You could be smarter after you get his shit on
That's
you.
That's true. The law doesn't look at it that way.
It's just the underlings.
Well, if White inside jizzes or spits on you, you're going to be dumber.
So is that it for the stories? Is there any more?
Yeah, that's it, man. Man breaks in, man jerks off, man gets caught. It's
White
like
inside.
A romance. It's a rom-com.
It is a rom-com. You got mail.
You got hepatitis.
You
by
got
sitting in your chair that you go to work for.
Seriously,
and
whose
pay taxes
chair was he sitting in? What
wages?
If it was mine at my office and I just came
Jenny?
In the next day not knowing
Jenny?
That White inside had jerked off in my seat?
Jenny, because of your brave and hard work for the last year, we're getting you this huge, huge bundle of wet naps so you can clean your workstation.
Like right next to my kitten calendar.
Ooh, that reminds me about off subject for Douchebag League.
Ooh,
but I brought Jenny lunch today.
He did a delivery today, and June got to see my workspace.
The only thing that I didn't like about your workspace, it was very spacious, by the way.
Very spacious.
But there was no pictures of me.
June comes in, and you're right, there's no pictures of you either. What if it was all filled with pictures of Patrick and not one of you?
Or BT. That would be kind of creepy.
I would be like, you don't work here.
Right, this isn't your desk. This is some weirdo's desk with a bunch of pictures of Patrick.
Because who else would have a bunch of pictures of Patrick but a fucking
psycho weirdo?
So, anyway, Jenny, I think that you need to have pictures of me at your work.
Well, June came in, I showed him my workspace, and I have pictures of BT and, like, my kitties and everything. And June looks around, and he's like, this is really nice. I'm going to bring you a picture of myself for you to display in your workspace.
I think I'm going to. I'm going to get a nice frame for it.
I want you to. I'll display it.
I'm totally bringing a picture. I'm giving you a picture of me, too.
I'm scared of the picture you're going to bring, Patrick. Oh,
it's going to be very wholesome.
Okay, so I have a douchebag of the week also, but mine's an audio. And it is in the same genre of this guy being so stupid that he's a douchebag. Because I think that we need to kind of, I don't know how we're going to do it.
We need Darwin's, like, we need the stupid people to die
out. You're right. And he was naturally selected
to be in fucking idiot.
To be fucking incarcerated. So here we go. Here's the audio. And again, I can't stress enough, if you're an idiot, you're a douchebag. There's so many variables to this, too.
You can be an idiot and be unaware, but if you're just so fucking dumb, you need just to jump off the fucking Fremont Bridge.
You could be an idiot and be just a sweetheart idiot and keep to yourself like Marcus. Or you could be like this particular guy.
Okay. This is a 911 call that a guy made because he has a marijuana plant.
I was just growing some marijuana. I was just wondering how much, you know, trouble you can get into for one plant.
You're growing marijuana and you want to know how much? Depends on how big the plant is.
It's only a seedling.
It's a baby.
No, it's
a
possession.
Baby plant.
Okay.
You can get pinched for a roach in a car.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the info.
You're welcome.
So
he called 911?
Seriously.
Right. So 911 is a service, for anyone that doesn't know.
I think everyone
Hold on. I'm going somewhere with this. 911 is a service that you can call where they can actually triangulate, is that the right word, your location.
No, they can actually, they don't triangulate it.
They just trace it.
I just made up that word.
That's
from CSI. I know. But I'm saying, like, if I...
CSI. Jenny Kaler.
If I was getting raped and I dialed 911, let's say, and I couldn't even talk, but I dial it and I'm like, help.
They can
help.
Triangulate
They can that. Triangulate yes. it to, I don't even have to say shit. Like, my phone is there and I'm like, 911, and I'm like, help.
Well, they just trace the call.
Right. So this guy's like, I just want to know, I just snorted like a couple of lines of coke. Is that cool?
And I got like 3 kilos in my bathroom.
Does the guy not understand that 911 is not the place to call if you're growing a marijuana plant? Because they could probably figure out where you're calling
it
from.
I was just wondering how much, you know, trouble you can get into for one plant.
You're growing marijuana and you want to know how much. Depends on how big the plant is.
I love that she reiterates.
It's only a seedling.
Really? You're growing marijuana
like
and this is why you're calling?
It's only a baby.
It's only a little
seedling.
Child.
No, it's possession.
You're fucked.
Okay. You can get pinched for a roach in a car.
I like the way she says that you can get pinched.
Yep. She knows the lingo. Doesn't this gentleman in this community have a public access that is just completely, like, just about
It's called
pot?
The internet.
No, it's called, what world do you live in that you don't think that your shit is being traced constantly?
Well, what world do you live in that you think that, like, there is a tiny amount of marijuana that you can have that'll be okay?
California.
Or a tiny amount of heroin? It's all drugs, dude. Don't call anybody and announce that you have any amount of drugs. dude, I'm riding around with my girlfriend, and I just made her smoke like two joints. Is that too much?
Yeah, you don't do that. Like on, you don't do that in a phone or a microphone or on the air, Jenny. That quarter ounce that you want, I got for you.
Oh, cool, good, because I'm going to totally smoke it tonight.
Okay, so the reason why I chose this one for douchebag of the week is just because he's a fucking moron.
He's a fucking idiot,
and the fact that he's
looking for info.
They're procreating.
That's true. He's probably fucking going to get somebody pregnant tonight.
And you know
after
what?
After he smokes his seedling.
And when he smokes his seedling, that DNA, that stupid fucked up DNA is going to be in his little sperm and impregnate his stupid fucked up little person
who?
That comes out, who's going to run at some stranger in the street and go, my house is burning, call somebody.
There it is. There it is.
Mode.
Tripping on his flip flops.
Who is this guy that, like, the only person?
Has he not heard of the fucking internet?
Has he not heard of the police?
Seriously, I mean,
this is a dude who's going to be breaking in somewhere.
Does he not understand that the police are kind of like a little bit hooked to 911?
No, what we call it is it's linked. They're associated.
He's like, 911 is...
They live in 911.
Yeah, they live at 911, 911
Seriously,
Street.
That's where cops live. 911 at 911 Avenue.
Street,
it's 911 Jump
code.
Street.
It is thank you, Patrick.
911 Jump Street.
Johnny Depp used to be there. Maybe
he got too cool.
Not now.
Now he's not there. Now it's just the black chick and the fat guy. They still live there.
And then the bald cop who has
a
daughter who's just trying to get
they
a pension.
They still live at 911 Jump Street. Don't call there about your seedling.
Douchebag of the week for that story, for sure.
Yes.
Jenny, what we're going to do, did we already talk about, like...
Yes, we're going to combine them.
Okay.
So I'll do a recap
Let's do last week's and this week's.
So we have four total for both weeks. The first one from last week was the guy that actually jumped on his girlfriend's car and punched through the windshield.
The T9 thing?
T100?
T100, right?
Yes, to stop her.
He was probably on PCP.
Sarah Connors.
Shattered the bones in his hand.
The second one was the guy that showed up at the kid's funeral to steal the Game Boy consoles out of his coffin.
I'm making level 8 in Zelda.
And you know that's the only reason he showed up. He didn't even care about that kid. The third one is jerk off in office. White inside. I just like to say that guy's name.
Yeah. Sounds like an interracial porn.
White inside.
BBC.
The fourth one is guy calls 911 to ask, how much pot is too much pot? Or too little? I don't know.
Seriously, that's like...
Hey, Beverly, I was just calling. I have a bunch of pot plants, and I was just wondering if I could get busted. Well, how many do you have? A seedling.
You can get pinched for a roach, dumbass.
I just have a seedling.
So you can go to our website, hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com, and vote for who you think is a douchebag of the week for episode 81
and
80. And put your little 2 cents in. La, la, and that's a douchebag of the week for this week. Give me some pot. Get what you are. You can be what you're not. Do, take a family cruise. You with your grass, mom and dad with their booze.
I was so sensitive, you know, like my family, there was so much going on in my family, you know, every little thing bothered me when I started using drugs, like I just didn't care. Nothing.
I love that you're doing the outro for these things now. Patrick, you are talented. You have a great knack for finding stuff. So we are coming to the end of another Hideous Creature Show. You can contact us via our website at hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com. You can email us at our website at hideouscreatureshow.gmail.com. And you can Facebook us. Give us a call anytime, day or night, drunk, sober, happy, sad, and leave us a message on our phone, 503-928-7751, and leave a message. Why don't we close out some movie madness, Patrick?
Here we go. Take a ride on the magic cruise.
Nanny. I prefer child technician.
I don't know it. I don't know it. It's driving me crazy.
That was too short. I want another one.
I've had 3 lovers in 4 years.
Not bad.
And all of them ran a distant second to a good book and a warm bath.
God, I feel like
this is like the memoirs of something stupid.
I feel like
this isn't Bridget Jones'
diary. It isn't Bridget Jones' diary.
Mighty beast. I go across the middle. I see a dude coming at me, trying to kill me. I tell myself, get killed. Catch the ball. Booyah. Touchdown. I make miracles happen.
Jesus, every clip you're throwing me a different direction.
Okay, I don't think I've seen this movie, but I might. No, it can't be, because I haven't heard. I'm sorry, Patrick. Go ahead.
Did you know the human head was 8 pounds?
What the fuck?
Did you know that Troy Aikman in only 6 years has passed for 16,303 yards?
Got it.
You know, bees and dogs can smell fear.
Okay. I've never seen this movie.
Don't say anything. I wanted to get it so bad before you.
I've never seen it because I don't like the main actor very much. Snooty. Maybe Snooty June. Little Snooty June. That, and I can't think of the title.
I just wanted to.
But I know what it is.
He hasn't gotten it yet.
Okay, well, I can still get it.
You ready, Jenny?
Yes.
I will not rest until I have you holding a Coke, wearing your own shoe, playing a Sega game, featuring you while singing your own song in a new commercial starring you, broadcast during the Super Bowl in a game that you are winning.
Okay, I think I might know it.
Do you know the title, though?
I'm pretty sure I know it. Yes. Go again.
I don't know the title. I can't think of the title.
I love you. You complete me.
I know it. Doy.
One more, and this is the last one.
Oh, but you know the title then, Jenny?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Okay,
because
I don't know the title.
Yeah, what can I do for you, Rod? You just tell me, what can I do for you?
It's a very personal,
Cuba!
Very important thing.
It's
a family motto. Are you ready,
Jenny? VT would be so mad at me right now that I didn't get this.
Here it is.
He loves Cuba.
Show me the money.
I got it.
Jenny, what is it?
Jerry Maguire.
God damn.
She totally got it before you did.
Yes.
I couldn't think of the title because I.
Yes.
You've never seen it before.
I've never seen it, but I just couldn't think of the title. It's that little fucking freaky kid that scares the shit out of me.
Yep.
That little fucking albino motherfucker.
What's his name?
Shithead.
I have no idea.
God, what's his name? The kid with the big glasses.
He's like, Skippy. I'm so cute.
He's not a Culkin, but he should be.
He should be. He's like,
you should love my mom.
And I hate Renee Zellweger. I hate her.
Do you hate Renee Zellweger?
I hate her. And I've seen this movie. It definitely isn't one of my favorites, but I will tell our listeners that BT loves Cuba, and he will watch anything that. Can I actually tell a story about Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Will he watch Snow Dogs?
Really quick. Cuba Gooding Jr. was in Spokane, Washington, once, and a friend of BT's was out dancing with their girlfriends, and Cuba Gooding Jr. was there, and he was dancing with one of the friends of a friend, and he fucking stuck his hand down the back of her pants and put his thumb up her butt, and I'm not kidding.
He was in Snow Dogs. He's allowed to. Will BT watch Snow Dogs?
He fucking stuck a thumb up the butt. Like, quick, too.
That should... What would like that beer be called? The Cuba?
Plug it. The Cuba.
Soy Cuba.
Cuba.
His name is Jonathan...
When you can't afford a real Wiki. Caribbean cruise.
For real. He's so fucking plugged a butt. Quick, too. Before they even knew what hit him. He showed them the money. Yeah. That was Jesus, stupid.
Jonathan Lipnicki. Awesome. Is the child actor's name.
Yes, he's a
retard. I hate
retard.
That little fucker. He scares me. That's why I'm a recluse now. Thanks, Patrick.
I have some very bad things to say about this movie, although if it's on, I will totally watch it.
I'm glad that you picked it. I'm glad that you hate it. Oh, it's awful.
I shouldn't watch it.
Isn't that Cameron Crowe?
It is. It's awful only because of the ending of that movie. I hate that.
Oh, it's
that.
So dumb.
But it's, there's, you know.
I haven't watched anything without a
if
money shot at the end
Cuba,
in so long, I don't even know what a good movie is.
If you're
going
to watch a Cuba, just watch him go full retard in Radio. Check out that glimmer.
Is that where he's like, white and bald and can like do things with his mind?
That's called Powder.
Oh, I get those two confused.
All right. So, hey, you can listen to the show via our website, Podbean, Podcast Alley, and iTunes. If you are on iTunes and you be so kind to take a few minutes of your precious time and give us a 5-star rating, we'll love you forever. And it'll help us go up in the ratings, give us some more exposure. If you'd like to support the show, you can do so by buying a t-shirt. I know we don't have the extra largest. God damn it, we're buying a buttload of extra larges.
We are.
They're coming in.
Really? That's actually going to happen next month. I think we're going to get some new t-shirts in.
Good.
But the best way to support the show is just by telling a friend. I'd like to give a special thanks. Do we have a special thanks to anybody?
Brianna.
Brianna's been listening to the show, and she texts me when she's listening to the show because she gets movie madness. Like, she texts me when she gets movie madness.
She probably gets it quicker than I do.
I'd like to say also, Brianna, I miss the fucking hell
and
out
Brianna,
of you.
And Brianna, I've never met you, and we're going to be soulmates, so let's meet.
This week's intro to the show was from The Office, the British version, and this week's outro of the show is going to be Minutemen. We're going to do another show in about 7 days. Until then, everyone, have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Working on the edge, losing my self-respect. Poor man who presides over me, the principle of his creed. Punch in, punch out, 8 hours, 5 days. Sweat, pain, and agony, on Friday I'll be paid. This ain't no picnic, this ain't no picnic, this ain't no picnic, this ain't no picnic.
Show. So what happened between you and this Renwick customer?